It's Surrey Business Affairs with Jackie Mitchell.
I'm pleased to welcome to the show Sylvia Del Corso from Pink SEO Marketing. Hello there, Sylvia.
Hi, Jackie. Hello.
Hello. Many thanks for joining us and welcome to Surrey Business Affairs.
Thank you for having me here. It's my pleasure, really.
Good. Well, before we get on to what Pink SEO Marketing does, it would be really interesting to find out a bit about your background, because I understand you're from Italy.
Yes, it's right. I moved with the whole family just less than 5 years ago. And I apologize for the accent. I know it's strong, but I can't
do it. It's a very lovely accent.
It's just nothing I can hide, actually. Yeah, we moved less than 5 years ago from Tuscany. I used to live near Pisa on the seaside.
Oh, lovely.
Village. Yeah. It is a lovely place, but the only issue is when you're trying to run a business there, and I've been doing it for more than 6 years there, and it's quite challenging actually to run a small business there. So we decided we are going to start fresh, a new life here, and we really never regretted choosing to do this. Actually, it is something that we should have done much earlier. Because life here has been amazing. We easily were able to find a new lovely place to live, to make new friends, to establish a new community. For me, creating a new business, wiping completely the slate clean. So no existing customers, no existing connections, restarting everything from scratch.
Well, that's very brave. Well done you. So what is your actual background, though? How did you get into digital marketing?
Well, you should know I started from a completely different background, because back there in Italy, I studied languages. I can speak German and Spanish. And because I studied foreign languages at the university and my initial job was in tourism, I was a hotel contract negotiator with tour operators around Europe. But then internet came and the touristic industry was very severely affected. Now it's been affected for the second time, just as much with this current situation. But back then, and I'm talking about 10 years ago, approximately, internet disrupted because bookings were not made in the travel agency. They were making online. So the catalogs of the tour operators, they were all different things and everybody was booking themselves online their holidays.
Okay, well, to bring us all up to date, though, you started Pink SEO Marketing in 2016. So yeah. How do you help businesses?
Well, I do help small business. We do help small businesses because we are a small agency, by optimizing their websites. So either if they're new websites that will be launched or if they're existing websites and the clients are not getting any leads, business, sales opportunities from their sites. They're just being used as glorified business cards, basically. We work on these sites from a technical and a content perspective so that when someone is searching for something on Google, and these times particularly people are searching for everything on Google because we are doing everything online, the client's sites can be found better than the competitors, which makes a lot of difference in terms of revenue, because if your site is being found instead of somebody else, you are the one who can get the sale, lead, the contact, the opportunity. So we work on websites so that they will be easily understandable, crawlable by Google, and they can really match what the potential customer is searching for, speaking the right type of language, using the words that the customer is searching for, understanding what is the need in the audience that they search for on Google. And if you start seeing what people search on Google, it is always an eye-opening moment, because you say, I didn't know that they were searching for this. It's so interesting. I definitely need to put it on my site. So basically, websites then become even more helpful because they really can help the clients find what they really need.
Yes. So how can businesses get higher in the Google rankings?
Well, there are things that need to be considered as really, really priorities, and they are the fundamentals. We were talking about keywords, so this is definitely important, making sure that you know what people search for and you use these terms on your site in all the relevant positions, because the crawler bots, they're robots basically, they're programmed to search in certain parts, which are a lot, but they're very clear to know they're the titles, the images, the descriptions on the pages. There is a lot of parts in which you need to clearly display what people may be searching for. There is no hide and seek playing. You can't seek what you want to be found for. You really need to put it clearly, but again, not hidden. So it needs to be something that's done in a very qualitative way, speaking in a way that's not keyword stuffed, not artificial. It needs to be something that conveys this sense of trust and professionality. And user experience, making sure that the user really can enjoy the time on your site and they can find really helpful and useful information, always pays off, because then Google, now they've got a lot of artificial intelligence elements within the algorithm, and that will track how the user interacts with the site. So they can see if the user spends a lot of time on the site, if they check a lot of pages, if instead they bounce away because the site was not actually...
That's one of the challenges, isn't it? People not spending a very long time on the website.
Well, this is definitely not a good signal that we are giving to the algorithm when this happens. Because if the algorithm can detect that people are bouncing away from the site straight away, it will learn, because it's machine learning, it will learn from this type of behavior that, no, this page actually shouldn't be ranking so well for this keyword because it's not getting a good user experience. I should be ranking better somebody else's website. So making sure that people have a lovely interaction on the site, they spend time, they keep checking more pages.
Could you possibly explain to us about backlinks, what they are?
Backlinks are third-party links that your site will receive from somebody else's website. So it's like a recommendation that you get. Somebody else is linking to your site. And for Google, it is if they are good sites linking to yours. For Google, this is an element of appreciation. And Google's life, it's not easy because they need to find out among the billions of websites that exist for any keyword, which are the top 10. So all things being equal, the sites which have the highest endorsement in terms of being linked by other websites, they have the highest chances to rank better, because it's like when you get a recommendation for someone and many people recommend you the same name. Well, actually, then you get curious and you want to have a chat with them. The same happens with Google. Having a lot of good quality websites linking to yours in a very relevant context, then this will make sure that Google's consideration, trust, we really use the word trust in terms of a domain. It's called domain trust.
Yes, and so can you tell us how do you charge for your services?
Well, we work on a monthly, generally we work on type of retainer work with clients because SEO is something that goes on over time. We need to do some type of work, and the good thing is that it's always measured and tracked. So we need to measure what happens in terms of ranking on the keywords as a consequence of the changes that we've done on the site. And month by month, we will track how this grows, and this will help us refine the strategy if something is going very well or if something maybe needs a slightly different type of approach. So it does take a little bit of time in terms of
But you also offer a free consultation, don't you? And also online training sessions. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yes, we offer some training online because I really believe that working with small business owners, this is an element of empowerment. A small business owner should be able to understand how this system works. Otherwise, they will keep thinking it's an obscure science, it's some kind of dark matter. No, it's not. It's just very mathematics and coding and content related. So once they understand how it works, it makes them so much easier to use then some kind of clear best practices when they're working, and they will not only be dependent on somebody else to help them. If they want, if they can outsource that, that's great, and they take some workload off their shoulders. But otherwise, at least they know how the system works, and they can do a lot of things on their own, which can help them keep the budgets a little bit limited. It can help them save money in the end. But also, if they outsource it, if they know how it works, they're in a different position and they can understand what's going to be done and why and what to expect.
Well, thank you so much, Sylvie, for coming in and telling us all about that. Sounds very, very interesting indeed. Would you like to give us your website details, please?
Yeah, it's pinkseo.marketing, and that's the site. On it you can find all the links to get in touch through social media. We're on all of the social media with that same name, Pink SEO, because generally it's a very male-dominated industry, and starting out with a female approach, as I was founding the business, was something that was worth highlighting.
Well, thank you so much, Sylvie. I'm afraid we've run out of time. Thank you very much for coming in and talking to us.
Thank you, Zach. It was my pleasure. It's been great, really.
Okay, thank you, Sylvie. That was Sylvia Del Corso from Pink SEO Marketing.
Surrey Business Affairs, for and about local businesses in Surrey.